Welcome to another 49 Hermie podcast. This podcast, we're going to talk about a band named Bonelang and my friend's views on the band and pretty much how it goes and some other interesting topics. And make sure you
stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the end of the video for a sponsored segment by Anchor. Anyways, Molly, what do you think about Bonelang as a band? Like, what are your views on them? What do you think about them? How have they inspired you or anything like that?
Okay, so I'm going to start off by saying that Bonelang isn't exactly a one-genre kind of band. They're kind of just everything. They do remind me of 21 Pilots. They have a very unique sound, and I mean, I am biased, though, because they're my favorite band in the whole wide world, so I will tell you how much I love them every day and all day long.
I know. You have told me, you've walked up to me about them, and you've actually gotten me interested in the band as a whole, and I've started listening to them, and their music actually is really nice, and I understand why you love them so much. So
yeah, and also a lot of it is, basically all of it is, like, it comes from poetry, which, I'm not going to get into the details, but, you know, like, one of the singers is a poet, and so, you know, poetry isn't everyone's thing, and, you know, I've never, ever been into poetry. I've always thought, whatever, it's poetry, but Bonelang really got me interested in it. And also, Bonelang is the only band that has ever inspired me as an artist, because I like to draw and paint and all that kind of stuff, and I really love listening to music, but no band has ever inspired me like they have, and that's just a really amazing thing.
Yeah, I know. Before you were enjoying Bonelang, you also listened to Imagine Dragons, and you got me into that band as well. I already had been into Imagine Dragons and whatnot, and I think actually Bonelang is kind of like Imagine Dragons, but not really. Their music, when I listen to it, has sort of kind of the same ring to Imagine Dragons, but it's a different context. It's like different views and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Imagine Dragons. It's also taking different subjects from everyday life and putting into music, just like Bonelang is. Just Bonelang's a little bit less PG, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, like, yeah, Sun.
I mean, their song titles are a bit weird. Why don't you name off a couple of song titles that you think yourself are a bit weird?
Oh, Little Baby Elephant, 100%.
Yeah.
That's I think one of the only songs that I cannot come up with an explanation of why it is named that, and that is what I want to know more than anything in the entire world.
Oh yeah. What is your favorite song by Bonelang? My favorite song is Anvil.
I love Anvil. I cannot choose a favorite song. I mean, every day I go back and forth. Lately I've been listening to their newest song, Like a Bird in a Jet Engine, the most. But I'm also in love with American Playboy and No Signal and Tidal Breathing, Astronaut, Plateauer, and a lot more. I can't even choose a favorite.
I mean, that's with me with other, I listen to a lot of artists, and it's good to have some diversity in the music you listen to. And even I can't pick out, like, my one favorite song. If we were talking about movies, that'd be a different story. Obviously, Star Wars and Harry Potter is the way to go. But we're getting off track here.
You totally forgot about Avengers there.
Oh, yeah, the MCU, yes. Star Wars,
oh my God.
It goes in order. This is my most liked franchises. Star Wars, Harry Potter, and then MCU, because, yes, the MCU is pretty cool. But also, Star Wars is all in one universe. Harry Potter's all in one. It's all the different kind of universes, and I think it's pretty cool. MCU, I'm excited for Black Widow. I know you have, and I know we wanted to go see it in May. I don't know if those plans are going to change, probably with this COVID-19 and things. By the way, check out my first podcast, some info on that. But yeah, with this whole thing, I don't know how that's going to change, and we might have to wait.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're going to do something like either they're going to release it later so then they can still make the most money out of it as possible, or they're going to eventually release it to Amazon or Disney Plus. Probably Amazon because they still want to make money on it. And if they just release it to Disney Plus, then they're not really getting any money off of it.
Yeah, doesn't Disney Plus has Marvel movies. We recently just started using Disney Plus, and it has all the Disney, well, not all of them, but I noticed that Disney said that
All
they
of
would
them.
not be taking movies off of Disney Plus, and yet I'm noticing movies vanishing from Disney Plus. There's Disney movies, Pixar movies, Star Wars movies, Marvel movies, National Geographic movies.
Yes.
I don't find those as interesting, but they are cool to watch if I'm tired and I just want to watch something like late at night or something.
I
But one of the
love
things is
National
like
Geographic. I absolutely love it. Like watching nature and animal documentaries is just so interesting and so wonderful to me. I think that is just the coolest thing in the world.
there is something magical about just like you like you're like unlocking this door and seeing into these animals' lives you normally wouldn't see. It's pretty
Yeah.
cool. I know Disney Plus does have two new ones out. I don't remember. I think Elephant and then something else. But it's just interesting to see those, and it's cool that Disney Plus. I didn't even remember, I didn't I forgot that Disney even bought like National Geographic. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I had no idea that ever happened until I got Disney Plus, and then I was so excited that they had National Geographic documentaries on that because just before we got Disney Plus, I was on Netflix watching all the doc nature documentaries I could, and
Yeah.
I love Netflix, but
Who doesn't?
I know they did not have very many nature documentaries at that time, which
Yeah.
I mean, they have just about everything else, so.
Yeah, Netflix is a great place to go to if you just want to watch a quick movie. I know, like, we have Netflix and Hulu, and now we have Disney Plus and YouTube, and there's just so much content that they put out. And to be honest, you know, like, there's like this running joke where it's like you can never watch all the movies on Netflix. Well, with this whole quarantine thing, I think it'd be possible. And to be honest,
Mean,
I'll
maybe.
go for it if I want to.
You should actually attempt that.
I should make a world record.
That would
I'm
be fun
not gonna
when
be a
you
world
can.
record, but
No, but that'd be interesting though.
it would be. Another
Do you remember
topic.
that one? Do you remember that one MCU marathon that they had before Endgame came
Oh
out?
my God. Yeah, I remember that. I didn't get
I
to
wanted
watch
to
it
go
though.
do that so bad.
No.
That looked amazing.
One of these days you have to come over and we just have to watch all the Marvel movies until Endgame. I know Disney Plus has
Yeah,
Endgame
in
on,
order.
but they don't have most MCU movies. They don't have much of the Phase 4. Is it Phase 4 or Phase 3? Phase 4. They don't have.
They have most of those movies. What don't they have?
I have
Other
not
than Iron Man
seen.
2. What?
I have not seen that one. I have not seen. What was it? Black Panther's on there.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok. I don't know if that's on there.
It
Thor the Dark
is.
World's on there. Okay, Thor the Dark World's on there. I haven't seen. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not paying attention. All the Iron Man movies are on there.
No,
Love Iron.
Iron Man 2 isn't. Iron Man 2 is on
Iron Man 2
Hulu.
isn't.
Yeah.
Oh well.
It's
At
on
least it's on
Hulu.
Hulu. We have another platform to watch it on, which
Or
is
at least I
great.
think it's. Oh, wait, maybe they did add it to Disney Plus and also kept it on Hulu. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. But the good thing about this whole like quarantine thing is that all these companies, they're getting a lot of money because everyone's staying at home. And what are you gonna do? Play board games? I mean, by myself, I love board games. I have an
Yes.
Ouija board sitting right next to me, but I wouldn't consider this as a board game, but.
Well,
It's a
I mean,
board game
it
for
is
some
made by
people.
Hasbro.
Yeah. Summon
And
demons
I
with
know
your
that because I
friends.
gave it to you.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I want to look. Pardon me if the audio sounds off when I'm away from the microphone, but I want to see. On the board, it says for ages. Molly, you remember this when I said this. When you gave it to me, it
Is it
said
like
for
eight?
ages. Here it is. Ages 14 and up for the Ouija board. If you're 13 years old, well, sorry, you can't summon demons yet, but you have to wait till you're 14. Wait, that made no sense. You have to wait till you're 14. When you're 13, you can't do that. I
Okay,
guess.
so you can summon demons at 14, but you can't drink alcohol until you're
Yeah.
21.
I saw that meme. It's the guy, for those of you listening who don't know what we're talking about, there's this meme, I saw it on Reddit, where the guy's like at Reddit, and then was it a Vine? I think it was a Vine. Where the guy's like looking at the thing and he's like, you have to be 18 years old to marry, 21 to drink, but 14 years old to summon freaking Satan. I remember that. That was funny. And it just baffled me. But here's the thing. And I'm sorry to all you believers out there. I myself do believe in ghosts, and I do believe that there is a second, like, thing. But the way the Ouija board works is when you play it, you have your mind set on a specific answer. And when you do it, it's the micro movements in your hand that makes the whatever it's called, the planchette move on the board. It's not really a ghost guiding your hand, guys. I'm sorry. It's
What
not.
about
I
that
was
one time that
disappointed.
your guitar fell off the wall?
Yes, I was actually just going to talk about that. There is a time, though, when I don't know if it was Maddie or not, or if it was me, but one of my friends was over and we were playing the Ouija board and we had scary music on Spotify on the TV and we were playing it and it started going ZO, 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 ZO. And for those who know, that's really bad.
Yeah.
And then my guitar by my piano fell down on the ground and me and her bolted upstairs. I have never ran that fast in all of my life. I can tell you that. I have never ran that fast. It scared me. I mean, I'm not worried about it anymore. I play it. I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but I play it by myself. I'm
Oh
sorry.
no,
If
you're
I'm
not supposed to
opening
do
portals
that.
in my home, okay, Satan come
Your
at me, I don't really
house is
care.
already haunted, though.
I know. There's this, okay, I'm laying in my bed one night and there's noises in my ceiling. I don't know. I hear little scritches and little like scratch noises.
Okay,
It might
that's
be
probably just
mites.
like a raccoon or something.
Oh my God. We don't have raccoons. We don't have pests. We are very good. Like we make sure that nothing, none of that happens. And when I hear scratches, especially when like in the part of the ceiling where it shouldn't be, like if it were in like the middle of the ceiling, you'd understand. Okay, yeah, that's like an open part. But in the corner of the ceiling. I
Maybe
don't
there's that.
think. Oh God, don't. Oh God, don't get me started on that. I don't think there should be noises like that. I mean, honestly, if you ask me, it could be like a rodent or something. But me being a
Then
believer, I'm like, okay, I there's a demon. I don't know. Maybe it's not even like in my ceiling, it's like on the ceiling of my room, looking down at me and scratching. I just can't see it. That's what I hate about ghosts and demons and stuff, is that like I like them and I like talking about them. You know this.
yeah.
But when it gets to the point where I actually start thinking about it, I am 15 years old and I still, when I turn off all the lights in the basement, I still bolt up those stairs.
Me
I don't know
too.
why.
I
It's just
run so
something that's
fast up my stairs
I
when it's
know.
dark.
It's like there's something in the just like the back of your head that's like, okay, I gotta go. I have 5 seconds to get up the stairs. Everyone knows you have 5 seconds to get up the stairs, or you're
Yeah.
pretty much dead to the Grim Reaper down there. Like,
Yes.
I don't.
Okay.
I bet if you're listening right now and you're like agreeing with me, you're not alone because I bet many, many people do that. And it's not like every time I go upstairs. Some days I'm like, okay, whatever. But other days. You know, I love watching horror movies. I know you don't really that much. But I watch all these scary things, and then when I look in the dark room going up the stairs, I'm like, oh my God, get upstairs. Anyways,
Basically, the
like.
only horror movie that I like is The Conjuring, but I have this insane story to tell. It
I
was
love watching.
this was like one of the scariest days. Well, I actually wouldn't consider it the scariest day of my life because at that day I wasn't scared of what was happening. It's just after I really thought about it is when
You
it started
reflect.
to actually horrify me. So
Yeah.
we're in Kirkland, Illinois. There is a cemetery that is known to be haunted.
I know.
And so I was with my dad and my brother and my stepmom, and also our dog. small dog. And so we decided to go there. I don't know, it was evening, so the sun was still up a little bit, but it was also kind of it was pretty cloudy out and windy, so it felt like there was a storm coming in. So anyways, we got there, and next to the cemetery there were cows, but all of the cows were huddled into a group in the corner, and it was
Oh.
weird. But that doesn't matter. So then we were just walking around, and I don't know, it felt pretty creepy there. I mean, I'm not one to say like, oh yes, we were walking around and I could feel a presence. Like, no. I mean, it just like, I don't know, it felt weird there, but not like, oh, there's a presence. So we kept on
Someone's
walking
here.
around, and then I think it was Dawn, who's my dad's girlfriend. She took pictures, like just all around, just because like maybe something might show up. It's like, yeah, I mean, sure, whatever. Like, I doubt that'll happen. And so then we kept on walking, and then we were over by one of the trees in the cemetery. Well, I think it was the only tree. I don't know. There weren't like it was the tree, let's just say. And then all of a sudden I felt something like really cold like
Ooh.
touch my shoulder, and I
Hate
mean, it
that.
felt like a finger, and at first I thought it was a fly, but I'm like, okay, a fly is not that cold and it
Yeah.
would not feel like that at all. And so that just creeped me out. So I'm pretty sure that a ghost touched me, because then we looked at the pictures the next day and there was a dark figure in it. And you guys might be thinking like, well, maybe it was Photoshopped, or maybe it was just a lighting thing, like a lighting
I
thing,
can back
a lighting
her
thing,
up
okay,
on
a light
this.
thing. But I showed this image to my mom, and at the time she worked with multiple professional photographers, and so she showed it to them, and all of them said that that wouldn't be possible to Photoshop, or it's not even possible that it could have been a thing with the light. None of that. That's what was there, and that was an actual picture. Like, they have no idea how that could have happened.
Yeah, I saw the picture that Molly's talking to you guys about. It actually gave me chills. Like, just out of like you said they were just taking pictures out of random and it just showed up.
Yes. And then there was also another picture
That's
where there were, I don't really know how to explain it. It was, there were, across the picture, it looked like a moving white image, but in multiple, like, broken up pieces. So
Yeah, that's weird.
it's almost like there is, like, I don't know, like a good and an evil
Yeah.
presence there. But I mean, I don't believe in like, oh yes, this is good and this is evil. It's like, it's not black and white. But also in the picture with the black figure, you could actually see multiple faces if you zoomed in and looked close enough. And there's also one image, or one thing in that image, that it was laying on the fence with its arm hanging down, and that was probably more disturbing than the black figure in that picture.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, me
Well, I
too.
had an experience similar to this. I think I told you about this once. I like photography, it's one of my hobbies. And I went out behind my house. There's a lane, and I decided I'd just take pictures of the sunset. And it was getting dark out, and I thought, okay, this sun looks really cool. Like, we have a field, and when it goes like under the field, like the horizon, kind of like when you're looking out on a lake, it's really cool. And I thought I'd take a picture of it. And I did, and it was a cool picture. But then when I was going back to look at it again, I noticed there was like an orb floating across. Now, I know this is weird, and I know many of you can probably defer it because, okay, you're taking a picture of a bright object, and orbs are sun, right? When you look at the sun, you have, what is it, ray stuff or whatever?
Yeah.
But like, it's weird. Obviously, that one can be explained. But one that can't be explained was I was taking a picture in my room. right? I was taking it towards my closet because I wanted to show my mom. I was cleaning my closet that day, and I wanted to show her, hey, look what I did, because she was working and I didn't want to disturb her, so I took a picture and I sent it to her. In my closet, and it's opened right now. I'm looking at it as I'm talking about this. In my closet, when I looked at it in the at the picture, and this was after I sent it to my mom, there was a dark shadow, like behind the door in the wall. You know, like when you open like the door, you have like that crack between the door open and the wall there. It was weird because the door's shadow, obviously that's the door's shadow, and it's square on the wall. But then there was another shadow on the wall that was like kind of like an oval shape facing out, coming out of the darkness from between the wall and the door. And that was weird because that's not how shadows work, first of all. Second of all, I was nowhere near anywhere to make the shadow of my head be there. I can probably show you later, and actually maybe on my YouTube channel, subscribe, 49 Army. I can show these pictures, and they're really scary because I can't explain them. My mom was like, she didn't know, and I was like, okay, it's just me, because I this happened after I sent it to her, and I told her about it. It's like, this happened, and then she's like, she didn't believe me, and I'm like, okay, it was me, but it wasn't. It was weird. I was like, I'm at my desk recording this podcast, and I was pretty much standing like at like sort of like the foot of my bed, which is like maybe 3 feet away from my closet door, 2.5, and that is nowhere near where you would have a shadow there, especially where my lights are in my room. That's like unexplainable. And it's weird because you catch these images and you can't explain them, but then somehow people always have a reason to deny it and find a different option. Like people can say, okay, maybe I can't even think of what people would deny it against that.
How about
There's like,
maybe there was something else causing a shadow?
yeah, that could be the point, but like my closet door, you know, the wall, there's nothing there. My bed, like the end of my bed doesn't have clothes on it, and there's nothing there that would be casting a shadow. Another weird thing is like, it's so weird. I don't know what it was, but it didn't look human. It didn't look like I'm not sitting here saying like, oh, I saw the outline of a Reaper. No, it was like an oval facing out from the shadows behind my door, and it's weird, and I can't explain it. I want to stop talking about it because it's weird. I'm gonna close my closet door. That is really, hold on, give me a second. That's like really like bad. Okay, I'm back. That's really creepy. I would like to talk about sleep paralysis. Have you had an experience with that before or no?
No, but I am being summoned right now by my family.
Okay. You can come back and just join back when you're ready. Or actually, you know what? Actually, I can probably end this podcast now and then yeah. So I'm gonna end this podcast now. We had a pretty interesting talk. Make sure to follow me on Spotify, 49 Hermie Podcast. And I have a lot more podcasts to record today, and I'm gonna have them scheduled to come out for the next couple days, and I will see you in the next podcast. Bye.